We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Magic 106.7. David, Sue, and Kendra. Morning Magic for Monday. Not just any Monday. Yesterday was a big sports day, and because we had the Celtics, you know, playoff game last night, big win for the Patriots, and the Red Sox kind of wound it up yesterday.
Tom,
you're going to hear that for days, weeks, Tom. Tom Caron from New England, from NESN, from NESN, joins us. He's all things Red Sox. We might put you on the spot with some Patriots and Celtics talk in a second. But, yeah, they finished it up yesterday, and not without a little bit of news before the game started, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for the sad trombone. I always like that as intro music. They told Ron Renicki before the game, there it is, that he wouldn't be back next year. And it's not a huge surprise that they make a decision to get rid of the manager, but the timing seemed a little weird to some people, doing it right before a game, right after the Patriots kicked off. You never want to, it sets up the strange day where he's managing the team for one last game, right, knowing he's gone after the game. It's like telling you guys, this is your last show, and no one would ever do that.
Enjoy the show.
If you did it. Yeah. And go have a great show. You know?
Yeah.
he seems like a good guy. And this year was an aberration for a million different reasons. Was it sort of setting him up for failure, or was it just going to be a one-year thing, or was he transition or what?
I think it was a one-year thing. You know, Chaim Bloom is the new head of baseball operations, and he came in the off season. I remember the Red Sox were still in the middle of that investigation over whether or not they had cheated in 2018. Alex Cora left and then was suspended. And I think in any normal season, Chaim Bloom would have brought his own guy in anyway. Mm-hmm. And Ron Renicki said that yesterday. And Ron is a really good man. And I'll tell you what. He was dealt a horrible hand, mm-hmm, in so many ways, as you said. Really set up to fail. Outside of maybe winning the World Series, I don't know how he could have saved his job. But with all the craziness around all of us and with all the bad baseball on the field, he was a steady guiding hand who kept these guys engaged. He kept them playing hard to the end. They played much better baseball over the last month. So I think he did everything you could ask. But I think the bottom line is Chaim Bloom wants to have control of that. And he said, Ron Renicki said after the game yesterday, he said, yeah, I'm happy they let me manage this year.
Yeah.
Sort of as an indication that Chaim Bloom could have gone another way before the year ever started. So,
Tom, do you think they're going to bring Alex Cora back?
You know, that's a great question. And before, you know, when the news came out yesterday, right away we started talking about Alex Cora.
Yeah.
And my answer to that question at that moment was yes. Then Chaim Bloom had his press conference and said, you all know my thoughts on Alex Cora being manager from what I said back in the spring, and that hasn't changed. So we went back and found what he said in the spring. And what he said in the spring is the reason we're not considering Alex Cora for the future is because he was involved in the cheating in the Houston Astros organization and how that impacts his ability to lead here. So if he's saying he still stands by that, he doesn't sound to me like a guy who's thinking of bringing Alex Cora back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But never say never.
Although never say never, because I will say I know for a fact there are a lot of people in the organization who would love to have Alex Cora back. Yeah. So whether it's Bloom's decision unilaterally, whether it's a decision that's going to be made after conversations, he said he's going to talk to Alex. I talk to Alex. I do not know if Alex is point blank interested in the job, but I think he wants the job. Here's the thing to remember too: he is suspended until the end of the World Series.
Right.
So by rules, the Red Sox can't even talk to him until after the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Tom, I have a question, a little off subject, being that you are a registered member of the Circle of Foam, and that it's National Drink a Beer Day. I am
is
just
it really.
Yes, it
totally
is.
Yeah, I was about to send
Funny
an email
enough.
Out to the team.
Oh, my God, I've been dying.
Hang on, let me put this coffee down.
See, I've been dying to ask you, how will you be celebrating today?
Oh, that's funny.
Well, you know, I'd like to thank whatever brewery group made this because it coincides with the first day of my off season, which in the Karen household is a bigger celebration than Christmas.
Turned out nicely.
Yeah, I will celebrate it by having a beer.
Nice.
Yeah, good. Hey, can I ask a question about the Patriots? Is Cam Newton going to make us forget about Tom Brady?
Well, don't forget about Tom Brady. but feel you made the move at the right time.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is a man on a mission. He was slighted by Carolina. It's a guy who was an MVP, Super Bowl, all of that, and was just kind of thrown to the side. Mm-hmm. So I really thought he was going to have a great year. The only thing is he's got to stay healthy. And the way he plays, it is difficult to stay healthy. He takes a beating.
He runs. He moves around.
He runs in. You know, most quarterbacks who run then run out of bounds or slide. He runs into 360-pound linemen.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes its toll. So, yeah, if he stays healthy, I hope you don't forget about Tom. But you should look back on him fondly and look forward to what Cam is doing here.
Well said.
Well said.
That's
well
what
said
I meant.
Indeed. Well, you told me I get to drink beer today. I feel good about everybody. If you told me it was National Don't Drink a Beer Day, I might have been a little more snarky about Tom.
Tom Caron from the New England Sports Network. Thanks for joining us to chat a little bit about the Red Sox, a little bit about the Patriots. We didn't get to the Celtics. We'll save that for another day. Yeah. Enjoy the beer.
Wait, play the trombone thing again.
Yeah, I got the sound trombone for you.
There it is.
If the Patriots win the Super Bowl, can you bring me back on a happy day at least? Do something from the duck boat?
Yep. Enjoy a National Drink a Beer Day. Enjoy your off season too. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
good,
it.
Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.